Hi, it's Erica. Oh my gosh, we're gonna talk about yes. We're gonna talk about yes. I'm gonna talk about yes today. I'm gonna talk about what a yes is like. What is a yes like? Yes is so light. Oh my goodness, excuse me. I'm so excited to talk about yes. Sometimes life just breaks down into yeses and nos. And so when you say yes to something, look at it. Am I doing this as a should, or am I doing this because I really want to? Am I doing this as a should? Am I doing this because I want to? Am I doing this as a should? Am I doing this because I want to? Am I doing this out of fear? Am I doing this as an expression of expansion and love for the planet? So each time you're making an action, see if it's a true yes, or if it's a muddy yes, or if it's a I wish I could be a no, but I'm not big enough to stand up to myself and say no, or to my daughter, or my son, or whoever it is that manipulates me with love. Yeah, so I want to talk about the yes and the no, and I use this all the time in my guidance. I do yes and no answers all the time for myself, and I find that it's a great way of asking to tap into the bigger universal forces and get guidance from my highest way of being. So if I'm always sort of seeking a higher way of being, and then I say, okay, is this choice along that path? If I want to be at 25,000 a month, month on month, up from whatever I was making last year. So if I wanted to increase my month on month, and then I get an opportunity because now I'm like calling out for opportunities because I'm increasing my monthly revenue, and then I get an opportunity. So I get someone calls me and says, hey, I have this opportunity. Do you want to hang out with me on this opportunity? And be like, yeah, that'd be cool. And then so now when you ask for the yes or the no, it's not in a vacuum of yes or no. It's in a, hey, I'd like to weigh X pounds. Here's a piece of delicious chocolate cake with fluffy whipped cream frosting sprinkled with Oreo cookies. And I'm really interested in having a different waist size, smaller. So is that a yes? And it seems funny, like we might automatically say, oh no. But if you hadn't eaten in a while and you need a little sugar and you eat like a third of it and you get very satiated and then you're not hungry and then you eat dinner, which is you make salad and meat and all that yummy stuff, then it might be a yes. So it's important to discern the yes without pretending that, without using so much of your conscious mind. And I'm not saying don't use any of your conscious mind. If your car is about to blow up, don't drive it. Don't do yes, no. Just get it some help. So I'm not saying to be in a vacuum when you're doing yes or no, but it's a great way to align with something. And then when you say, will this take me there? Then you can be a yes. I've done this so many times where I'll take a weird way to get somewhere and I'll find out later there was so much traffic in the other way. Now I know there's software for that, but I just haven't gotten quite that savvy with all the apps on my phone. But I wanted to tell you that you can discern a yes, and it's almost always for your highest good. Yeah, so today's just about being a yes and how to be a yes and what happens when you're a gracious yes versus a reluctant yes. And this is something, oh my goodness, I think I have a strong personality, if you haven't picked that up. And if I say no, yes, which is yes, but I mean no, you know what? Everybody knows it. Like, there's no mistakes. Think about, like, one of the things I'd like to talk about is, like, if someone comes up to take your order and they're a waitress and they're having a really bad day and they show up and they're scowling at you and all you want to do is, like, order food and you're kind of like, why are they scowling at me? Well, what's going on with us is written on our face like that. And what's going on with us is written in our energy imprint, our energy signature. And so if you're sending out really crappy energy, you're going to draw certain things to you. You're more vulnerable to things that aren't a yes for you. So it's important to shift you before taking your next action. So it might be taking a bath, getting your nails done. Not, that's where this whole thing started. Doing the self-care, right? And this will help your life force. And then when you are a yes to things that really make you shine, that really turn you on, then your turned onness will turn everyone on around you. And basically you can change the chemistry of an entire amphitheater of people, as evidenced by my behavior on Friday night when I danced on stage and helped the energy of an entire amphitheater of people. And it was very noticed. It was very fascinating. So there's my yes story for today. I love you guys all. Thank you for listening. I'm so appreciative of you. If you wanted to get some of my free webinars, go over to energyclearingforlife.com. I do have a class coming up as well, and I'll make note of that on the homepage for you. So thank you for listening, and have a fabulous day.